Tantor Audio presents Murder on the Rocks by Karen McInerney. Narrated by Talmadge Reagan. 1. The alarm rang at 6 a.m., jolting me out from under my down comforter and into a pair of slippers. As much as I enjoyed innkeeping, I would never get used to climbing out of bed while everyone else was still sleeping. 10 minutes later, I was in the kitchen, inhaling the aroma of dark roasted coffee as I tapped it into the coffee maker and gazing out the window at the gray-blue morning. Fog, it looked like. The swirling mist had swallowed even the Cranberry Rock Lighthouse, just a quarter of a mile away. I grabbed the sugar and flour canisters from the pantry and dug a bag of blueberries out of the freezer for Wicked Blueberry Coffee Cake. The recipe was one of my favorites. Not only did my guests rave over the butter and brown sugar-drenched cake, but its simplicity was a drowsy cook's dream. The coffee pot had barely finished gurgling when I sprinkled the pan of dimpled batter with brown sugar topping and eased it into the oven. My eyes focused on the clock above the sink. 6:30. Just enough time for a relaxed 30 minutes on the kitchen porch. Equipped with a mug of steaming French roast coffee, I grabbed my blue windbreaker from its hook next to the door and headed out into the gray May morning. As hard as it was to drag myself out of a soft, warm bed while it was still dark outside, I loved mornings on Cranberry Island. I settled myself into a white-painted wooden rocker and took a sip of strong, sweet coffee. The sound of the waves crashing against the rocks was muted, but mesmerizing. I inhaled.